With the Weekly Wrap, I'm Louis Zacca. The Australian Medical Institute has revealed the results of a six-month study into the man flu. Acting Chief Health Officer Dr. Ross Taylor says it is a real thing.
The virus normally can cause either no symptoms in about 80% of cases or a mild illness that resolves usually after a few days.
Chuck Laurier, the writer behind Two and a Half Men, has announced a new Australian spin-off of the show. Laurier has kept quiet on who will play the main characters, but Liberal Senator and TV buff Simon Birmingham has his suspicions on who'll take the lead roles.
Malcolm Turnbull and Barnaby Joyce are distinctly different characters, but I think they can be incredibly complementary.
Shadow Treasurer and man who's forgotten to shave for the past 3 weeks, Chris Bowen, was fuming after losing the annual Guitar Hero Challenge. Each year, Labor and Coalition members take part in the battle, but Bowen says the PlayStation guitars were out of sync and didn't match up with the game.
Now, let's be very clear. The government and the alternative government must look at the settings to make sure that we have them appropriately calibrated.
Industry, Innovation and Science Minister and well-known fixer Christopher Pyne,
I'm a fixer,
is implementing a raft of fixtures for hospitalised businesses. Mr. Pyne says the new business lockout laws will stop one-punch attacks from crippling local business.
I'm taking the action that is necessary to protect Australian business from being injured.
When asked how it would actually work, Mr. Pyne didn't give too much away.
I wanted to be a surprise for you.
And Greens MP Maureen Faruqi is outraged over the New South Wales government plan to put in a 1 metre high concrete wall around a thumbtack factory. As well as riding all over the bloody road, Ms. Faruqi believes that bikes should be allowed in workplaces as well.
What the New South Wales government is doing is putting barrier upon barrier for people to actually ride their bikes.
That's the Weekly Wrap. I'm Louis Zacca.